ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
So tell us a little bit about the song, Josh.
And I think Ben's playing one.
Oh, Ben, tell us a little bit about the song.
Josh, tell us a little about Ben's song.
Whoever.
Josh, can you tell us?
This is a song that Ben wrote.
And Ben, tell us just a little bit about it. It's always great to have background.
This is one about that we have on our latest album. It's the yellow one. We make them colored so we can tell them apart. It has a car driving off the cliff, which is an analogy for another time. But this song is called L.A. 2003. I lived in Los Angeles for a few years, and it was a dark, scary period of my life. And this is some of the stuff that I got out of that, I guess.
Cool.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Da 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 da. In the city, ain't it pretty when the power goes out? All the strays in the maze when the circle runs out. Lion cries, signs your window pane, realize, yeah, your circle around the drain. In your pockets lie the sockets of your black holy eyes. In the alleys lie the tallies of the red bricky night. Lion's pride. Realize and seek your fame, fantasize. Yeah, your circle around the drain.
So you wrote that song.
Yeah.
And what was the name of it again?
That one was called L.A. 2003, or Los Angeles 2003, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Just a little slice of life in L.A. at the time.
We're doing the Lebowski lines tonight, everybody, so look out. Kidnapped yourself.
So that gives you a little picture. And Katie, that's a real cool instrument. What, you know, there's so many different squeeze instruments. What do you call it? It's just a... accordion?
Yep.
Not just a regular old accordion.
It's a concertina.
Concertina accordion.
So when did you learn to play?
I'm still learning.
All right. Good answer. Nice harmonies on that, too, her background voice. Okay, so once again, that's a little picture of what you can hear at the reader party. What are you calling it tomorrow night?
The reader fundraiser show. I promise next year, because I'm going to make this an annual event. Next year, I'll have a cooler name for it. Reader fundraiser show.
It's great, yeah.
Reader
it's
show.
The reader, it's a fundraiser, and it's a show.
Yeah. Reader.
Suck them all together, and I give it a shot, and there it is.
And it's more than, well, more than. You get to hear four amazing acts, plus a bunch of fun things going on.
Yeah. I'll have some surprises.
There's a dog.
There's a dog.
There's a dog with a tip jar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're talking about trying to get babies to kiss. Yeah. I don't know.
Babies to write articles.
Babies to write columns.
Well, okay, you brought it back to the reader.
Columns,
you have some great writers, by the way.
Yeah, you know, and they're just peppered throughout the community. I love the reader because it's written by and for the community that reads it. So a lot of our writers started as people that just sent me an email and said, "Hey, I'm curious. What do I have to do to write in the reader?" And I said, "Well, send me something.
Right.
Write it up and send it in. And if we like it, we'll run it."
Is so. That like Dion?
Dion's been doing great. Dion Easy, yeah. He's been doing several articles for us. And he's just kicking butt. I'm really happy with that.
This must be something he's done before because...
I'm not sure because Cameron's the editor. And I let Cameron deal with the writers a lot. But I don't know if Dion's ever had journalistic training, but he's a great journalist. He does a great job.
And at this party, we'll just skip around here as much as we possibly can. I just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. And we are live in the studios tonight with a whole bunch of musicians that will be playing tomorrow night at the Reader Show Party Fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
I added that one in because it's going to be fun. I know it will be. And so Mama Dolls is another act. Let's just talk about that. So Harold's IGA, is Tim Gunn going to, not Tim, but
Jesse.
Tim's
son, Jesse.
Jesse yeah. Gunn going to be.
We actually have a four-piece, yeah.
Oh, four-piece.
We have a drummer and a bass player that are going to play with us.
Oh, and so it's Jesse Gunn.
Jesse Gunn is the bass, and our drummer, his name is Josh Vitale.
Oh.
He just returned to town. He's from Sandpoint, and he just returned a month or two ago and just started playing with us, and he's now our drummer.
So. How fun. Yeah. A whole big trap set?
Yeah, okay.
That ups the ante for when you're moving around and going to go to a show.
Oh, yeah.
A little tiny bit bigger bus. So Mama Dolls, we do have someone representing that band here, even though they're not in the band. So Justin, would you like to tell us about this band that we'll be hearing tomorrow night?
I would love to.
Okay.
They're one of my favorites. They are one of my favorites.
And why is that?
Because their songs are very good. It's a rhythmic singer. It's not a singer-songwriter, but it's song-driven, very rhythmic. It's a unique sound, very cool. Yeah, great band. You're not going to want to miss them. They're based out of Spokane and got their first record done and have plenty of songs written for the second and are starting on that soon, so... This is a rare opportunity to see them in Sandpoint.
Okay. Well, that will be fun. And then we have Josh Hedlund. You'll be there tomorrow night?
Yes.
And what will you be offering musically to the crowd?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Yeah. I don't even really know.
Yeah, what will you be offering? Yeah.
You haven't worked out that set list yet?
He's going to be selling hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we have the set completely dialed in yet, but
not completely, but got a good idea.
Or it'll be some songs.
And Justin's gonna back you up.
Yeah.
And,
yep. We pretty much play every show together nowadays.
Making it a twofer.
Yep. Making it two for the price of one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we hear a little sampling. We all know who you are. We all love your music. I know you did the Live at the Office Reader Series thing last summer, I think, or
I've gotten to
spring.
Do it twice.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Two times.
Yeah. So fun.
We actually have a whole bunch of it recorded in here.
Oh, right on.
Uh-huh. And Jack plays those sometimes, the whole thing sometimes when he wants to.
It's a fantastic album. Jesse Gunn recorded it in the studio.
Yeah.
And I think Josh sounds the best on that album that I've ever heard him sound recorded, so... and they're going to be for sale tomorrow's show. I'm making up another batch.
All right. Yeah. A little bit of revenue.
All right.
So tell us about the song you're going to share with us tonight. And
did we play this song last time we were on here? It doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter.
It doesn't matter. This song is called Odell, and I made it up. It's not.
It's a made-up song.
It's a song that I made up, made the words up, and made the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics and the music
and
up.
And the words.
And the words as
so
well.
So that means you're the author that you wrote it?
Yeah, I think so. Either that or I was channeling something. That happens sometimes, too.
Yeah, that's always okay.
Yeah. But yeah, here's the song.
Okay, Odell.
Actually, before we get started, I need to tune real quick. So if you guys want to talk,
that is just
my guitar was out in my truck, and it's really cold outside, so yeah. It keeps on
the cold does
keeps on
that.
Going out of tune. Justin's good at talking.
I do it all the time.
It's what he does best.
Chitter chatter.
It's stopping. That's a challenge.
So we're tuning here in the studios of KRFY, and we have
the ancient art of tuning goes back to the Egyptians, I believe, first century BC. No, I don't know.
What were they tuning?
Hopefully before that.
It was invented by Alfred P. Tuning.
Music sucked before the Egyptians. Because nothing was in tune.
Yeah. This guitar used to stay in tune, but it's getting older, and it's just not holding the tune that well anymore.
You know what that
never
means.
Never should get rid of that guitar, though.
It's a great guitar, huh? A little Yamaha. Yeah.
And you'll get to hear it tomorrow night at the Reader Show Party Extravaganza. Yeah.
At the Panada, tickets available at iCarts and at the door.
Right. And tickets are how much?
They're $10 if you buy them in advance, or $12 at the door.
Dude, that is a steal.
Steal.
Yes.
$10 for four shows. I didn't want to gouge people too much.
Unbelievable.
No, it's a really good thing to do. Just
even if you're not
going
to go to the show, you should buy the tickets.
I had two. Forrest and Mary Jo Shuck came into the office the other day and gave me a check for two tickets. And he goes, oh, I can't make it, but here you go.
Yeah.
I thought that was really great.
You're making money by buying tickets to the show.
That was so cool.
It's easily a $20 show. So you're making $10 by buying tickets.
Yeah, it's true.
So hurry down.
And here's Odell.
Diamonds on down the shoreline, the moon tugs the tide as we talk about bloodlines, and home gets to know you, and slowly I'll show you that your fear of the living is something you'll grow through. And Odell, I'm sorry for the way that I paint you. It's so hard to capture your eyes. Home gets to know you, and slowly we'll spin. Until I owe you a chance to begin with. No fear of losing, no apprehension. Fair warning, the night has its hooks. So tell me now, did you come here to contrast a sinner like me? Some chamomile I picked on the side of the road by the sawmill where my father was working just to break even. I feel myself doing the same. Oh, I feel like a stranger, I feel like a buoy. The date shows the night cold and sharp coursing through me. Tell me now, did you come here to contrast a heathen like me? Mm-hmm. to know you, north of the Palisades. Oh, and I owe you chains, but you drift away, endlessly changing. All down the shoreline, the moon tugs the tide as we picture our own lives. And I'll get to know you over a cigarette. Oh, and I'll study the stars in your silhouette. Small constellations, infinite nature. Oh, and we're one and the same. So tell me now, did you come here to contrast the night and the day?
That was stunning, Jess. Stunning.
Great. Thank you so much.
You did play it before, and I feel just like I did then. I'm in awe.
That's yeah, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember which ones we played last time.
Memory, but... I had no
and,
recollection of that.
And
there's some drinking going on.
Now we know what to play.
That, yeah. Boy. So we have some great songwriters sitting right here right now. That's really fun. And this town has so much talent. I'm just thinking already for next year. You're going to have a whole different group of people in. It looks like Ben Olson is tuning up for another song, but we want to remind our listeners that this is 88.5 KRFY, and that's community radio here in North Idaho. And we're live in the studios with four great musicians sharing their music for a special reason, because tomorrow night they're going to be on the big stage at the Panada to support the Reader, our weekly, our Thursday morning. I just think about a Thursday morning, I see Ben out on his bike delivering newspapers. It's just really cute.
And I never thought that I'd be a 34-year-old paper boy.
But, you know, it's great, you know. But more than anything, we would love reading the Reader, and this is to help support and make a little bit of difference in their ability to move forward.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. And the people that come out tomorrow night get to hear four fabulous musical acts. So it looks like we got another song here from Ben and Katie.
Yeah, we got another one. This is my one and only ukulele song as of now. This is from our second album. It's called Mobile Homes. The song is called To Fall Apart. It's it always reminds me of an old thatched hut roof that gets blown away by a hurricane.
Wow.
I don't know why, but piece by piece. Left the oars behind.
stab the hill, lost for dear. Forget all we've known, certified, lost and overgrown. Blow and blow, serve yourself. It's coming apart, piece by piece. Let's watch it grow. Go ahead, Landis.
Blow, wind, blow?
Yeah, that's the line.
From
to
your,
Fall Apart is the name of the
to
song.
To Fall Apart from your CD that's called Mobile Home?
Mobile Homes, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the last song on the CD. We lost our banjo player at the end of the tour because bands are full of breakups and and new personnel and stuff. And so that song is kind of about that, really.
That was sweet. It was very cute and little. It was sweet. Yeah. A nice little thing.
I have a little heart sometimes.
Wee little heart.
It reminded me of how I can imagine these. You get together and you're just kind of all playing and fitting in. And Katie was playing two different instruments, really. A saw and a, what do you call it, a xylophone? Or
yeah, that would work. Yeah.
She's now sawing the legs off the studio table here with the saw.
The metal legs.
Tool. Yeah.
And that's we are right here there. Because you're having a party on Saturday night at the Panada.
Yes.
And wouldn't it be
yes.
fun if that place was just packed?
I would like that. I would love if there were a lot of people there. Yeah. I know that there's so much to do, especially this time of year. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And I know that we all have busy weeks and busy jobs, and we all donate a lot of our time and our money and effort. But, you know, I'm hoping to have a good turnout tomorrow and give them all a good show.
So when you have yeah. four, go ahead, Justin.
I was just going to say this is the best thing though that's happening yeah. tomorrow night.
So. Yeah, you can just sit back, yeah, relax, and be totally entertained,
yeah.
and support the reader at the same time.
It only costs you $10.
And support a bunch of great musicians. When I think about four different groups, musical shows up there tomorrow night, the variety is there, you know. And we haven't really talked about I don't want to say the fourth act, but one of the four is Charlie Packard.
Yeah, Charlie. I'm sorry we didn't get Charlie into the studio tonight. Charlie's an amazing man, amazing musician. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. He comes to people's shows. He listens. He loves to talk about music and about, you know, what's that line there? How'd you get that? Where'd that come from? And I really appreciate the way he lives his life. And I think he's a beautiful person. So I'm really happy to have him involved mm-hmm. in the show.
Yeah. Is he playing by himself?
I think, yeah, he's going to play solo. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to give him a table to put all of his harmonicas on and let him do what he does best.
Because mm-hmm.
you know? In May when he played at the benefit, it was a full house. There wasn't a seat left in that joint.
No,
it
people were standing in the aisles, actually.
Yeah.
I was there.
Really cool.
And so Justin Landis, yeah. again... you play in like 20 different bands yep. and probably do 23 or four. Okay. Marshall McLean still yep. out of Spokane.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Marshall McLean Band and Little Wolf.
Oh, that's right. Little Wolf sitting right here.
Yeah. Soon to be Josh Hedlund's soon to be the little.
We're watching a new band form right now.
Right now.
It's official. It's happening. They called the Secretary of State and like filed the paperwork.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Incorporate.
Yep. That's right. They love to hear about new bands down at the Secretary of State's office. Yeah.
Well, I think we should just hear another song then. Okay. Josh, Justin.
Okay. Cool. What do you want to play?
I think Ghost of Carol B sounds okay. fun to me.
We're going to play cool. a song called The Ghost of Carol B.
Are you into that?
Yeah.
Great.
Totally. Cool. I like playing all of it. It's all fun to me.
So into it.
All right. This is The Ghost of Carol B.
Circus show walking over a long bridge to the small town where I come from. And the people were smiling and they were saying, yeah, they were saying, it's good to have you home again. And it doesn't make no difference where you went. Oh, children grew up tall and the seasons came and left. But it seems a smile lines the deeps so you must have had just what you needed. And you're safe here now, so we won't ask how. Sometimes you gotta walk on. Fought the good fight under the moonlight. I went to the lake to cleanse my soul. But the water was empty and tied to the shoreline, like a dreamless night descending slow. And we don't care if we're here in the north. We welcome every open hand and move on forth. Just give me some good old-fashioned whiskey, fresh mountain air to please my blues. And I won't ask why. I'll have a nice long smile. Sometimes you gotta shine it on. Carol B still works beside Miss Ellen Beats. You know I've felt the same as her all of my time. When she saw winter moving in, she decided to move on. She gave me pictures of the Mother Mary, Jesus Christ, and all I wanted. God, please help us keep on moving. You know we gotta stay ahead of the storm. So I took a short walk over a long bridge to the small town where I come from. And the people were smiling and they were saying, yeah, they were saying, it's good to have you home again. And it doesn't make no difference where you went. All the children grew up soul and the seasons came and left. But it seems your smile lines are deep, so you must have had just what you needed. And you're safe here now, so we won't ask how. Sometimes you gotta walk on.
That was The Ghost of Carol B. Josh Hedlund, you wrote that, Josh.
I did write that. I wrote that. It was about it. It's about a friend of mine who passed away about, gosh, it must have been close to a decade ago. But that song is just about understanding.
And she's just still walking with you, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Sure.
It's really interesting where songs come from. And we could get into that for a couple hours, I suppose, but we won't.
Maybe next time.
I like talking about songwriting because I'm intrigued, but how it just sometimes happens and sometimes you work it. But we're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY, and this is Community Radio in North Idaho. We're happy that you tuned in. How many more songs do we have? Ben just told me he has another one.
How much time do we got? I got one more at least.
We'll probably, get out of here in the next 10, 15 minutes.
We could each do one.
Okay. Sure. And we're doing this as a preview of the concert. I'm going to now start calling it a concert.
Sure.
A musical offering by four local groups and a solo artist, Charlie Packard, Mama Dolls, Harold's IGA, a four-piece band now, and Josh Hedlund with Justin Landis. Mm-hmm. So that's what you can hear tomorrow night at the Panada. And it is a special, special evening in support of our local weekly newspaper, I guess you call it, The Reader.
So, some people have called it worse. Some people have called it better.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun evening. That's all I can say for sure.
It will be.
And great music. I can say that, too.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you have another song. Tell us a little bit about it. And
This is an old one, actually. We're working back in time right now into the go back machine. This is I wrote this when I was living on top of a mountain for a little while, and I realized that you wrong a lot of people in your life and they wrong you a lot, and sometimes it just kind of balances out. So this is called Broken Blackwing Bird. I'm a thief, yeah, I'm dirty. Saw your friend the other night. Rode your truck on Sunset Boulevard, always leaving disarray. Keep an atlas by your bed, full of places you ain't been. Swear you'll go someday. All the years they slip away. All the years they slip away. If you swallow down the pain, like a broken lightning burns stuck in the rain. There are bars I can't go in again, all because of you. Went to jail when you got drunk and again, intoxicating you. You've been so full, so insane, you love. Swear you'll grow someday, but the years, they slip away. All the years they slip away, but when smaller falls, they like a broken black wing burn this all through. Running circles round our dreams, steeped in loneliness, it seems. Like an broken black wing bird out, settling, settling, settling.
No. That was just fine.
That was fun, yeah.
You kept going, that's all that matters.
Did your face get hot?
Oh, man, I was like, yeah, we are on the radio, and I just forgot all the words to my song. No big deal. I forgot one-eighth of them.
And that was?
That was called Broken Black Wing.
And with Ben Olson, Katie Acker, Archer, and Justin Landis over there adding little bits and pieces.
There's some sweet, juicy harmonies coming from the other side of the table.
You know, Justin, you have a great lead voice, but you automatically hear harmony all the time, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I like the harmonies. Yeah.
It's harmonies are amazing to me, too. And this is, we're here in the studios live. I hope you guys are having fun. I certainly am. we're previewing the show tomorrow night at the Panada. A little bit of music. There'll be four bands. Doors open at 7. It is a benefit for the reader, the Same Point reader.
And if you need an investment, you're making money by buying tickets to the show. I can't stress it enough.
Yeah. So. And if you can't go, buy tickets and give them away to someone. It's all fine. We're supporting each other. And this, you're right, Ben, this is an amazing community. I can't even believe how generous everyone is. And
they're very generous.
It's almost embarrassing how generous people are.
I know.
In this town, it's awesome.
One time somebody said, yes, here's $20 for the station. And then he said, but that 20 will come around. It's like the same 20 goes round and round. We just use it for a while. It's like a big lending library of money. it does take revenue to make something as great as the Sandpoint Reader happen. And as we know, something like that probably isn't making tons of money every day.
Well, I'm not exactly dipping my sneakers in gold
quite yet. Well, we hope you're making an okay living anyways. Because
I've lived off of nothing for a lot of my life, so anything is a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gravy at this point.
Yeah. But, give me a nickel, I'm going to love you.
But talk up the event tomorrow night a little bit.
The event tomorrow, I picked the musicians to join our band, Charlie Packard, because I've always loved Charlie's music and his voice and his way of being. Josh is probably hands down my favorite songwriter. And there's a period at the end of that sentence. It's not just in Sandpoint.
Period.
He moves me a lot with his music. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna hug after the show here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really moved by what Josh does with his guitar and his fingers and his mouth. And and Mama Doll, I've never heard the new incantation of Mama Doll and with so Chris on the drums. And I think I just really wanted to see them, and the Panada is the great spot for them. So
good. Just a little bit more about Mama Doll. You describe their music a little bit. It's rhythm driven or song driven.
Yeah.
There's three women.
Correct.
And do they do a lot of harmony? And
they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do a good amount of harmony. The instrumentation is drums, bass, electric guitar, and then sometimes double up on percussion or triple up on percussion. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's ukulele. They really change it up. Great harmonies, great rhythm, really catchy stuff. It's really
their good. Song structures are really, really good and really, really interesting and innovative. Yeah.
They change it up a lot.
Yeah.
You'll think the song is winding down, and then it turns out it just turns a corner like a total 90-degree
corner. It's a really fun live show to see.
Yeah.
When I think about what you just were saying, Ben, the variety of the four musical offerings of the Tomorrow Night, the bands, they are quite different.
Yeah, I think that's important to, I mean, especially when you have four acts in one night, I feel like it's really fun because each one is punctuated with a half hour of just something new, and you know, if one act isn't your cup of tea, the next one might be, you know, and I feel like that's the way to get everybody in the door, is to give everybody just a little bit of what they want.
Well, I think we'd like to hear one more song. Josh and Justin, tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll come back and we'll say a little bit more, and then we'll sign off.
It just depends. Would you like to hear a song about drinking whiskey, or would you like to hear a song about whiskey?
Either one.
Where's the whiskey in the studio? I mean, I'm looking for it.
No drinks. No drinks in the
closed lids.
Yeah. I can drink it out of those lids.
Do you want to play Thick Language, or do you want to play No Horizon?
Either way, we do No Horizon. I don't care. We do No Horizon.
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Okay, Miles, do you want to add anything?
Are we allowed to say whiskey on the air?
Just that. Nothing else.
Okay.
Just whiskey.
Check in.
I would want to say that there's going to be beer after the show.
Did you hear that, people?
But you have to be 21 to buy it.
It's true. You have to be 21 to buy it. Yep. Good plug. Thank you.
All right. This song is called No Horizon.
I've been living in a ghost town, hung hanging round the old well. California, where you at now? I heard your breath outside my door. Your love, it left me weak and hollow. Stop my thinking of tomorrow. When it rains, I hear a calling. It leaves me begging for the sun. Oh, it's tired every night. Another chance to get it right. But I go sailing under the sky. Lord, this life will put an end to me. I have a half a heart to follow, but you're at the bottom of a puddle. You got some skin I'd like to borrow, but this ain't no way to stay alive. Steps replace the gravel with cobblestones and Roman sandals. Touch every corner of the globe. No horizon in my eye, no sunset skyline in my eyes. Just a dusty neon sign. Old boys laughing about the young. get it right. I go sailing under the sky. Lord, this life will put an end to me. Yeah, I go sailing under the sky. Lord, this love will put an end to me.
Very, very nice. Well,
It's called No Horizon.
No Horizon. Yep. Okay.
Whiskey was involved with it.
You'd be surprised how many of my songs are actually about drinking whiskey. Whether it's me drinking whiskey or whether
and
it's
you
my
probably
old
don't drink any whiskey.
Drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
I don't. How much I talk about it, I don't drink.
Yeah.
That much whiskey, but last time I hung out with Ben, we drank some whiskey, and I got in trouble.
Oh, I don't remember.
Hey, I want. Let's just say, you're here to promote the show tomorrow night. However, you just entertained the KRFY listeners. That was awesome, and here live in the studios, we really appreciate it. So thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was really fun. I hope that you enjoyed yourself too.
Absolutely.
Because we're gonna do more of this over time. I want to remind our listeners that, and then Ben, you'll finish it off. The rest of the hour, see, from 9 to 10, we have a whole bunch of songs queued up. More Josh Hedlund, actually. Yeah. Charlie Packard. More Harold's IGA. Some Holly McGarry and nice. Ben, or what's his name?
Ben Burns,
yeah. Right. All kinds of Patrice Webb, all kinds of great music coming up. So stay tuned after we're done. And next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, please tune in to the KRFY 88.5. I'll be here in the studio with the Shook Twins, and that's always fun. They're back for their annual Thanksgiving moment, and they're going to have a show at the Panada also next week. But tune in for a little preview of that on Wednesday night at 8. And I think that's all I need to say. So, Ben, one more time, tell us all about it.
Well, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, folks, we really want you all to come down. It's a Sandpoint Reader fundraiser. If you like the reader, if you like to read, if you like words,
music,
if you like people,
yeah, if
you like
beer.
I'm covering a big portion of Sandpoint
making
right
money.
Now.
if you like music, bands.
If you like free prizes, because there's door prizes. Uh-huh. If you like gift certificates.
Like dogs.
If you don't like anything, maybe you'll find something there.
The Panada is pretty awesome too.
Panada's awesome.
It's an excuse to go to the Panada.
Yeah.
I chose the Panada because
if you like
Panada,
pandas.
You like pandas, yeah.
Pandas, yeah. Panda suits, kung fu, panda. No. but right. Yeah, we really appreciate everybody that wants to come out tomorrow. We really, you know, I'm from the bottom of my heart. I love this community and what they do for people. And I'm honored to play music on the Panada stage. My first time actually playing music.
Yes.
Nice.
I've played at the Charlie Packard show, but that wasn't music. It was something different than
we tried.
But thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I just want to invite everybody come out tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. It's only $10. Show starts at 7:30.
Yeah. Doors at 7.
And we love our local musicians and we love the reader. So we know what to do tomorrow night.
That's right.
We're going to close out this hour with a little bit of Charlie Packard. This is Hair to Bone. And have a good rest of the evening listening to the local show. Good evening.